holding for the sugya of not bar not, which is an acronym for nisim tam bar nisim tam. By now everyone should know the basic understanding of those words. Basically, you have a pot, you put a piece of meat inside, the meat goes inside the pot one time, the tam is called nisim tam. Take the meat out of the pot, the second time the empty pot, you cook, let's say, spaghetti inside. The tam from the pot goes inside the spaghetti, the second nisim tam. That's what we call a not bar not. The makor of this is sugya d'chulin daf kufid alpha beis. The Gemara brings down dogim she'olu b'karo. You have fish that was cooked. Rashi says in a half plate over here. They took it off, not cooked. It was placed upon a half plate over here. Rav says that also eat it with kutach. Kutach is a milcha kedip. And Shmuel says the ma'aseh smutter. What is the machlekes? Explains the Gemara. Rav says nichol kedip nisim tam one not. And Shmuel says nichol the category of not bar not two nisim times over here. Gemara brings down a fascinating story that came along with Reb Lozer, and he visited Shmuel. Shmuel came along and put in front of him Dogum Sh'ol B'Karo. Shmuel himself held his mutter, he ate it. And he also told Reb Lozer, who was a Talmud of Rav, to also go eat it. He said, Shmuel, why aren't you eating it? I gave it to your Rebbe Rav and he ate it. You're not going to come to go eat it. So Reb Lozer was surprised and shocked as Rebbe ate it. He went back to his Rebbe and asked him, true, Rav, Rebbe, you chizah from your psak over here. So said Rav back, chasle lezared abba, abba, literally, medulla, surely, chas v'sholom, that Shmuel served me something that I did not hold of, Navad is not sure, is not chizah from this psak. Come on, as Mamshech, the end of the omen, the Gemara brings down, chizke, name of Abaya, hilchasa, dogmush ol b'karo, mutul loch b'kutach, yipaskin napa na lamaitzes mutter. Before we get to our sugya, to focus on not by not, there seem to be three side sugyas to first analyze. Number one, we have a bayam, it's the sugya of Midrashak Terechok. We have a second sugya over here of, can you give something that you hold as mutter, or someone holds something as usher? The third sugya over here of sakono. You have the case of a dogin, the bosser, the sugya of sakono. So just three sugyas first. The sad idea of Midrashak Terechok, that's a posik in Mishpotim, posik in the Torah, Losh of the Chavetz Chaim in Losh Nora, and the Sayyid Gimel, is Osir Deraisa the Choladeus. You can argue the point, but Chavetz Chaim to the Choladeus is a Deraisa. So he says, the Harfik, if you mark it from that, it's an obvious question. How in the world does Shmuel give to Belozer and say, I gave it to your Rebbe? And his Rebbe said, Chas v'Shalom. So on the Sugya already, the Ritvi is a Kasho. On the Sugya, there's the Yavis and the Be'er Sheva and the Chasam Seifer, Chas Yaakov Marsham. All the Sugya ask, you want Shulchan Aruch, if that's the Gdolah is a question. The newest places, Prechonshesit, or Letzian, Ochlaner, the Tereshisol, all this Akasha, what happened to Midrashak Terechok? We'll get back to answer that when we address the second question. Again, so we have, want to know how to answer it? I listed you about 15 places. I can show them how they answered. We'll get back to answer one Malach. The second Sugya, the idea of Litzav, the idea of Litzavir. That means that Shmuel held his mutter, so he shifted it to Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer might held his usher. So someone holds something as a mutter, can you give to somebody who holds something as also? The question is a pasuk in the Torah, Kedoshim. If they either, they see the mechshel, you cannot put a stumbling block in front of a person, and the luckily pasuk, you cannot cause a person to go do an avero. So the obvious question is this an avero? Maybe Shmuel held the lateral servant to a person, because he held the mindset, it's mutter. Not an avero. Rav and the Blazer, they hold it as an avero. So maybe there is no iser of lift the upon avero, when the one who's nisen held the ma'aseh smotar, maybe there's no problem. So we already saw this in the Pesach Tshuva, the end of Siman Tzadik Beis. He brings down a master's moisture, and he sends you to Ramon Siman Kuf Yutes and Sivzayin in Yerodeo. The Ramon over there writes black and white, very clear. If someone holds something as also, whether mitzad din, whether mitzad chumah shehich min al atzmoi, the loch is a person holds his motor, cannot give it to him. His also is over the isel lifneiver. Therefore, says Rav Moa, are you allowed to go eat in his house? Yes. Why? Because he's not going to serve it to you. He cannot give you something you do not hold of, and he does evil with neighbor. Therefore, every year is Nemon to give you something he has kosher, then we can eat in his house. The Baya is people not know the Loch and Shulchan Aruch. When they knew the Loch and Shulchan Aruch, that he's not going to serve it to you, you can eat in his house. Says Aruch HaShulchan, how far I take the side over here? It says, even the person who holds his motor, holds the other person making a mistake in din. He's making a mistake. I know the circular, he doesn't always talk about. Still says Aruch HaShulchan, it's also to go give it to him, as the flavor. I says, either mitzad the circular of neder, I mean, let's say something is mutter. I say, I hold a machmer, shavna nafshe chadich li yisuro, so you can give me out neder. umitzada sugya each shana ugenes. That means they get the sugya lefeiver. The three isurim in the pasuk is one in the pashtus, the stumbling block causing hezek. The second isur of causing the veil. And third isur of more mizan giving bad advice. It's a shana ugenes. So even when tami echnami, it's not a veil, but I don't want it. I'm machmer. I make you toys, true, but it's shana ugenes. So these reasons, said the Chashulchan, even a person making a toys, you cannot serve it to him, and therefore this reason you can eat in his house. Now, where's the recovery of this idea? You can argue the point stark. Then the day, I owe this body, he's making a mistake, I owe this body, Machmal Ashray, why can't I serve it to him? It's his achrayis. Why is it my achrayis for? Let him deal with it. So the Makorah says the Ravit in Sukkah on the Rif, says the Ritva in Yevamos in Sukkah, so the Chashchaim, so the Rashdam, where's the Makorah? It's the Gemara in Chulun, Taf Kufiyat Alpha and Beis. Al Sugya, that's the Makorah. Why? Because what did Rav say back? Chasla desire the Abba Abba, the Lisrei Midi, Lisrei Lei, Chasra Shalom, the Shmuel will give you something I don't hold of. So see the fact that Rav said that the Vadi would not give you such a thing, this is the Makar says the Rishonim, or one of the Makar says the Rishonim, the Vadi cannot give somebody hold something is also over here. You look in the Halok and Tim Kuvi test of Zayin, on the Ramah, says the Goyin, we always close the Makaris, he says, second Makaris, this Sigur. Says in my Mordechai the Shadar for Shulchan, Chuluk of Yilal for Beis, our Sigur. The obvious question is, Shmuel. You might say, what does Shmuel do? In fact, it's Tvaris Yisrael, an idiot. In fact, the Moshe Dibris, Moshe Feinstein, and Dibris Moshe. Maisa, but Shmuel did give it. So how in the world does Shmuel hold something mutter, give something that Avad is also derived from the Sigur here? So you could say, Kamalam Meral Nach, Kamalam the Earth and Erke Einzer, and Shuva Seif Abidin Tzion. So maybe that's cool for the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds a Maisa that you cannot give the person all something he's also. And Shmuel holds a Maisa you can. Rav Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, how do we paskin? Hilchasa, Kirab Yisiro. This is a lot for we paskin. He cannot be a Machlok something that someone holds something he's also over here. Are you still going to ask me a question? By not, we pass like Shmuel. Are you should pass like Rav? It could be over here, no, in the gate, so again, not by not. Maisa, Chizkiya said, name of Bayou, we pass like Shmuel. Can Zayn. That's not the Yisrael Machlokes. Everyone agrees that person cannot give something that's also the person holds also Gambi hold this water. Everyone agrees that way. If so, we're back to the two questions. Number one, we now answer the question of Midrash Shekhar Chok. How can Kamalam Shmuel apparently seem to lie over here? And number two, what happened mitzvah the Sigil of Neiver to give something to a Rebbe Lozer? Well, my sense also here. Two different questions. Come along to Rosh Hashanah, which is a parakdal and idiot. He come along wants to answer one to another. It says, Baker Shmuel, what happened? He did not have any kavona, any das to give something to Rav Lozer, to Rav, something that was also to Rav. He didn't have no das. Except, however, what happened? It was given to him when Shmuel was there, and he did eat it. He didn't do a kavona. It was an English or shogi, no kavona. My Rav ate it. The Gemara Chulin Daf Hema Bay says. That means the Maisa of Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yor, what we examine over there, that even the Behemoth of Pinchas Ben Yor, you would not give him something that's also to Pinchas Ben Yor, to this Behemoth. Al Achas Kamav Kamav, Tzadikim Atzmon, Lekoshkein. They won't do it in a very well, Kosh Baruch will protect them. That means, let's say this food that Shmuel gave was Dog Mishal Bakol by accident. Maisa, if Rab ate it, what would be? Saraya, that's not also. Because Baruch Hu protects the behemoth of the tzaddikim, Allah has come with the tzaddikim. Says to Rav, so number one, where's the sheker? No, it's emes, he served it. Wasn't sheker, he did serve it. By accident. Was it lifted even? No, it was an accident, he did not know. A comes that also, right? How do we pass it? Like Shmuel, because Baruch Hu is shame of the tzaddikim, he and I said, ate it over here. Therefore, the pattern of Shmuel, not but not to terror, not but not, why is this more over here? Says to Rav, very simple. Over here, it was not sheker. MS. He Maisa, he served it by accident. It was not favor for that reason. And the Maisa, he passed it up and out. The Maisa is Motovira. What does come out, we see over here, at the end of the day, from the Rav's retort, that he said over here, Chas v'sholom, to give me something that's also, if you hold something that's motor, and if someone else holds something that's also, you cannot serve it to them. In other words, you hold Badats, the wonderful, the other guy's Machma, you can't serve it to them. Whether it's Badats, or Mahajan, or Machbud, or any other Shkoka, anything you want over here. The other guy is machmer, and you know, whatever level of knowledge of you know, again, says Archa Shulchan, even to toys, which usually is not a toys, but even on that side, the Maisa, you cannot go give it to them. Where's the Makar Al-Sugya? Certain, with David's study, is the idea of Sakono. The Taz of Rebbe Zidal and Issa Vet Aruch. What happened to the Sugya of Sakono? That means that the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav Beis. Not the Sugya Recha. That means you saw the Gemara Daf in the Pesachim already, and the Sugya Recha Sim Kol Ches. Over there, the Gemara ends off with the Marba Avashi that says that someone has a benite, it's a type of fish that gets roasted with meat over there. The Locha is also to eat even by Melech, even by itself. Why is Koshel Recha Ledova Acher? What's the Dova Acher? Rashi says a case of Tsaras. They could tell me Recha Tsaras. The words of the Taz when you bring it down in Kufta Zayin Yerodeo. The words are Sakonis Nefoshes. Sakonis Nefoshes. This idea of not eating fish together with meat is brought down twice in Shulchan Aruch. Once in Yerodeo, Sim Kufta Zayin Sevbeis of Gimel, and once in Aruch Chaim, Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel Sevbeis. The words of the Mechab is Chamira Sekanta Meisiro. That means don't take a light. Chamira Sekanta Meisiro. Now people do ask. There are those who eat fish and meat together. They don't seem to have any danger, sakono, recho, tsras. Don't seem to be anything over here. So we could say, the Mogavom already says in Kufayin Gimel, maybe Nishtana to him. Maybe the Mitzvah has changed. There's a Tosh being down. Maybe things might have changed.
When you say Shayim Pesayim.
First of all, are you a Pesi? He's not a Gair to you. Also, Kim Dosh Be'Abim Dosh, that's be a Dosh. There's no Dosh over here. The Oilu Maiseh is a Machmer. The Tzibah that you're part of is not Dosh. By Shem is a Hashem is a Hemshech. Kim Dosh Be'Abim Dosh. There's no Dosh over here. This idea of the Magen Avraham is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Esher, B'Loshon Esher, Nishtana Tivim. Maiseh, it's a nice name, it's Chos, but Maiseh Poskim say B'Loshon Esher. But we are Maiseh Machmer not to have together fish and meat. V'Oid, says Zahachoinim. This idea of having fish and meat is not brought down, not by the Rif and not by the Rambam. It's very interesting that it's Chosser. So the Kampfe Yoino, but also the Sugya wants to answer. The Ke'enzeh, the Chassam Soif, at least in the Havim in the Tshuva, wants to tell you the word of the Gemara is not dog, not fish. The word of the Gemara is benite. It's a specific type of fish. Might be Nichol and Gedef Sakono. It's not Shkirit out of case of benite. I'm not even sure what benite exactly is. So then for that reason, it's left out from the Rishonim. But those are truly Mishchus and why they're those who are not medactic or don't get Tzirasu. With them, maybe it's Tziruf Mod, a term will get to other cases over here. But at the end of the day, the Maisa we are Machmer. You have a case of fish and meat together. No one will do that. No one will assume. No one in the Shiva Smir will do such a thing. Another question is how far to extrapolate or extend this halacha. Fish and meat means what? The fish itself, meat itself. What is tam? What's belius? That means the main question is, do you have to have a fish pot in your house? Or can you take your fleshka pot and cook your filter fish? Cook your salmon, any type of fish you have. Do you have to have a fish pot miyuchud in the house? Or use any fresh kapat? Simple question. So first, from our sugi, we see very clearly that a case of nat ba nat, dogm sh'olu, a case of koro, you have a case over here that you put your half fish on top of a fleshy dish over here, that is mutter. That's the Taz says over, and therefore it's mutter, no sakona. That's not a question. However, the situation over here is only b'di'evet. Dogm sh'olu b'koro, sh'olu m'dayik b'di'evet. What's a local l'chadchilo? Can a person lechadchilo take his dog and put on a hot plate over here? What about lechadchilo? So there's a Torah. It's a kuf design. It's a base. His words are yesh machmirim to have a fish pot, not do lechadchilo. Yesh machmirim. The isav hetal aruch that's brought down by the Taz over here. Taz brings down the beginning of the words. The end of the words that's for hetal aruch is m'sayim to be machmir. Those words are lechadchilo lizor to have a fish pot. Now Taz left it out. But there is a Torah that says Yesh Machmirim, and this Vedoch Maisa Pasul that's going to be Machmir Chachilo. Again, Maisa, the Taz leaves it out. And there's a Chavas Yor and Shuva clearly saying it's Mutter. The Chinuch Beis Yehuda, his words are Nan Echlem of Forsha being down the Chumah of this Torah over here, Vati Mekel. The words of Pimgon by us, Maisa Mechol Yom Yechichu. Maisa Mechol Yom, everyone sees we do not, but not Chachilo in the case of Tam. And the Isaac, so I'm sorry for this question. His words are onu noigim, we are noig, might be mekel napa not even lechatchil against the gemara sakano. Ube emes he says we ishi noigim came lahokel b'gdol ador, b'gdol ador maisa mekel. Mekel brought down with the pesach shuvah kuf dazayin b'gdol ador maisa mekel agam. If you ask around, there certainly is a mean of most of your people that will tell you that yes, your parents have a fish pot. Now sometimes I've asked the parents why they have fish pot or people why. They're not sure it's because of convenience or because you know. The mother did for a real reason, as a local. So it's not clear where they got it from. So, but nice, there are certainly people who have a fish pot. Why? Because the not panat ul gubidi yevin el chadchilo. But nice, the moin am, and the minig, and the chsam soivir says, nice, the local is the chadchilo, you can't cook your fish in a meat pot, there is no problem. Agam davos again when we chush the Torah and Ismet Aruch. Example, look at the Chokhmah Zodom. He brings down these Yesh Machmirim. Chokhmah Zodom brings out. Chaim Kanievsky's brought down Numis Farm in his own house. He was Machmir. He was Machmir. On this Torah, on this Ismet Aruch, he only had a fish pot. Now, what is it sad to you, Machmir? It's not banana. You have a pot that's like six, so the meat went inside, and later I cook you filter fish, then the tam goes out from the pot into the fish. That's not bar not. And there's some tam, there's some tam. Then it's sat here. I'm there. And you are shkofo? You like the tam, sorry, you like the gdela dar. I hear gdela dar. Gdela dar. Now, what is it sad to me, Machmer? So the Baal HaShulchan says, if you read the Isvetter slowly and the Torah slowly, it's not what you think, but it's the idea of the not by not. The reason being Machmer is because maybe it was not cleaned out that well, and therefore you have some Amoshes inside, and therefore you Machmer to have a fish pot, maybe it was not cleaned out that well. That's Amoshes. Therefore, come out, let's say you want to be Mekel on Schuchas, on glass, because your Schuchas is not Balea. Won't make a difference over here. The Chashash over here is not the idea of not by not. A chash is why I said by the shulchan, because you won't be cleaned out very well. That's a chash, that's a chumra, reason to be machmer, chamis, can't be a sura, wasn't cleaned out that well. Agam, you look in the rugas of Boisim, he says he's such a machmer, because napanat is olu, but he have it. Nalachat chilo. Then he shall have pshat in the machmirim, to make again the meaning of most hashkochas, the better hashkochas even could be, and the idea over here, goydol adol, to make on the case of napanat. Now, on the side to be mekel napanat, let's take a step further now. Is the side of the heter is why because nation tam by nation tam is a tam kolish, there's no inif sakono? But let's say it's only one tam. One tam. It's not a napanat, nation tam by nation tam, it's one tam. Is it going to be a case of sakono or no case of sakono? So again, you read the achrenim when they say over the side of this heter shavoy of tam, they say it over two different ways. The chavis nasper also says over the side shavoy the heter by sakono, why is napanat? Tam kolish. Mashaykin by one knot is meduik from the chavastas is in the sakono. Mashaykin the some sleep is so it's by tam there's no sakono. Sakono is by mamoshes not by tam. Leave a couple of nakaminas. For example, let's say a person makes kefil the fish. Now, which people they do? They take the fish kapat and at first they take onions inside. They fry one onions inside the kefil the fish. What happens by onions? We'll get to look at by os and sif beis. Halacha there is no heter not by not by double charif. They'll get it one time. What not? Why that so? Well, the Gdom, the Chomar, we have to get the Simon Tzadik Vav. But we see the idea by Charif, there is no heter of Napanat, they'll get it one nice and time. Therefore, when you do a case of Charif, is there a heter of Sakono? Come along with the Dalsa Chuvo, and what time the heter is Dafka by Napanat, Kain Chavaz Nas. By Charif, there won't be any heter. The other side of Chodeshani, you cut your onion with a fleshik knife. You put inside your filter fish. What's the heter? Could tell you salmon? What's the heter? Why it's one knot? I tell a sheni, the Chassam Soibu says, the Soibu is tam. This is Sheva Kalsi, the heter is mitzvah to get her tam. Maybe he's makel. I said, no problem. It's what about chilo? The words of Megillah Sefer, the oil is not medacted to be machma on the case of tam. We go like the Chassam Sefer. They said that the heter is tam Shavoy. The issue of Zakon is mamoshes, and not the case of tam over here. One knot kamino. Take a step further over here. You have a case of your cooking fish over here. Your mama, you have your fish, killed fish, your salmon in a pot. Inside a pot. And outside, a piece of meat hits it. Tipis chol, tipis basar, tipis basar hits it outside the pot. So now you have fish inside, meat outside, and stuck on the pot. What's the case of your filter fish? Salmon. Is it sakono? Not sakono. So you come along really with two avenues with stock clearing. Number one, is that not by not? That means the pisca chuva brings down the question, when it's b'shash b'shula, is it considered not by not, or one not? The second question is, even if it is one not, maybe by tam, there's no sakono. So you have two reasons why a person maybe can be mekel when the meat is stuck on the outside of the pot. The mice is before Shiv Prima Godim, and Sim Kuv Ches, by Sugi Vrecha, we're talking about Kivega on the page of Sim Kuv Tezayin, look as the mice it's mutter. That means you have meat stuck in the outside pot, boiling hot, you can fill the mice inside, no problem. Now, it could be mutter either two reasons. Either it's a not by not, because Shuvah gets involved with Pesach Beshula, it went from the meat to the pot, to the fish. Is that not by not? And now we have a sugya, but the evidence, no sugya, no bayav, second not by not. You want to say, is Pesach Beshula, it's one not, because I'm sorry, it says no tam, no bayav, the case of one not. Even the Zechet Tzedek, Yad Yudah, the Avnei and Shuba, brings down, there's no bayah when the meat is not touching outside the pot, and it goes inside the fish over here. How far I take the Yisrael over here, so when it's brought down by, I think, Ravosa, this Yisrael, to be Mekel, he's most of another case. Let's say a person has inside a shulant, he has a sakit shell dugim fish. I've been in this over the years. A few times, a guy took out his kishka from a shulant, opened up, and there was gefilte fish inside. So the question is now, can you eat the shulant? Can you eat the gefilte fish? Is there a problem with the sugim sakono? Says Rav Osner, lemaisa, a person sits either mamshi case of prim gadim. There's a kli over here that's separated, and I say very clearly only if the case is sealed well, plastic bag sealed well, not that's open. It's a case of what? Either a napanat's water or tamid's water. Then we can eat a gefilte fish, I'm not sure it tastes that well. Can you eat the cholent? It should not be a problem. Agami mamish had to get filled to fish inside your cholent. Should not be a problem over here. And therefore, in the Kavitz Halachas, in the Oros of the Rav Florsheim, it says, this Shiloh of Shmuel Birnbaum is to Moshe Feinstein. It happened to Meister somehow in the Yeshiva Smear in America, Lloyd Ebediok. And the Meister, they came along with the Moshe, and the Meister, no problem. And therefore, the Mir is known, the Meister, it's Mutter. Agam, Kavitz Halachas on top, he wants to be Machmur over there. Then he wants to be Machmur. The Chodesh Forshway, if it's sealed well, it's Mamshim Kivager. Prima goes to the mice's mortar. They get it either tam or nichle hat of napa
not. Is it a problem on Shabbos to be sealed all the way?
What?
Is it a problem on Shabbos to be.
No, if you're doing it because you don't want the taste to come inside to protect it, it's like a nice close pot inside. Fine, those are Icon three side stickers. Again, we went through Midrash Shaketirchach, the idea of to be maxic something that's hetter to give someone a hold of somebody's ulcer. This is kind of a bosom dogan. Now, ulcer again. Napa not. First, the idea of not by not, the Beis Yosef, and the tithes, the first tithes brings down, the whole entire sugya is not by not the Torah. However, when the case over here is not by not the Yisro, before there is no Heter. Hagam, there is a Rashi, a Kofi Alpha Beis, early on the Omen, sounds not the way, but the way the Beis Yosef brings down, there's a Rajbo, Iran, a Shaiduro, the Maisa, they hold the Lach is not by not the Yisro, the Maisa, we are Machmer. Losh in the Beis Yosef is Kol Alpha Iskim. Losh in Torah's Chatz is Dova Poshet. That means, for example, you have a pot, they cook chazer inside. Take the chazer out, cook spaghetti inside. Take the spaghetti, which is not benat yisurah, and you cook it in another pot. You take it out, and you cook rice inside. And then you take that out, cook potatoes inside. It's not benat, 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 even 100 times, says the Rashba. Look, it's not benat yisurah, and my says osur. Speaks out of the Yad Yudo, obviously means the case for your magish the tam. Tam kicking the rice, so if you're not magish the tam, the my says mutter. I mean, usually after 5 times, you're not going to be margish the tam. If you're margish the tam, you taste it over here, there might be a case over here that is also not for not to use cereal.
It means quench bulakal isir.
Say that again?
Quench bulakal isir means that either.
I'm not sure. You mean maybe after the bulls also. Now, this idea of not for not to use cereal is a dinder abondant or dinder iso. The people going to start off. By us, this question is Hakira is not benati sure to have on the raiso. Mice is mitzad is the raiso. No one's going to go this way. Therefore, makom self like a person has to be machmer. But that's not benati sure. Our sugya is not benati teira. That means Gemara Paskins very clearly at the end of Kofi Alfa Beis Chizkiya name of Abaya Hilchasa Dog Mishol Bakaro Motul Otul Bukutach. Can eat it with this milk and dip. There is no problem. Now, first, is there a difference whether it's meat or chicken if it's drabon or the raiso? So they point out from 2 avenues that there is no chilik. Number one, the case of kutach, according to Taisin and Kofiudal, is the case of drabonons. It's not deraisa, so it's not real milk. So right, drabonon have the same halacha, be makro also. Number two, the case of sibbeis is orfa shulchan, is what? You had a beitza, the nispashal, the gedeir chaleves, you want to put inside a tarnagol, chicken. So we have the mechaber bring down the halacha, even by case of a chicken. That means we're not being mechaber with the case of a chicken or meat, drabon, the raisa has the same kolam over here.
Maybe we're
going to
be machmer by the
answer. Yeah, they speak
out,
don't say that.
What? The
Talmud
and the
Heter
was even
Rabbanon. Yeah,
same.
They were Mechalik.
Again, maybe
we're only
saying by the
Rabbanon and the Machmer. You hear? They said over the other way. I'm saying this way. Yeah, they say, they're right. Tzorach Lam Ein Lechabi Direct Rabbanon. They write black and white. No, it's Mechalik. No, it says it's Simon Sapaiskim. Now, what is the time to make Lonap and Ate Tero? So there's, I think, the simple way that Elam says over, and it's going to be a little bit more than Ramban Mahalach, which we're not committed to, Sif Gimel next Chaburo. The way that Tracy says very clearly in Zvokim Tzadik Vov, and the Achrim seem to say over, seems to be that way for Ran, that the idea over here is that when it gets to the second level, to this, let's say, going from the meat, the pot, the spaghetti is already a Tam Kolosh. It's a weak time. You taste it, 100% you taste it. But it's not as strong. That means chicken soup, you know, you taste it. And now when it gets through the pot, you'll taste it. But a shvachatam. The fact over here that a shvachatam, therefore, come on, we're not giving you the category of a tam kikim mamish, it's a shvachatam over here. It's less. Not banat de tero. Now again, to be clear, about most acharim say you're tasting over here. Otherwise, that tam kikim, that means base prime, bicholish, the ketzelik, and who does it? About you taste it over here. But again, and then there's a tam kolish. I've said the shiny the way the Ramban said over Dafka few days. He says when I went for the pot, meat to the pot, spaghetti, he says it's tam gomer. Spaghetti tastes just as well as mochi tastes than anything else. No difference. Except when now we'll go from the spaghetti to the next thing. You take the spaghetti out. You'll put your carrot cheese on top of it. It will go from the spaghetti to your carrot cheese. Then it'll get weakened. It'll be weakened in the stage afterwards. That means in the spaghetti, it's a tam gomer. But it cannot have koyach to go into something else. Since it won't have koyach to go into something else, it won't be a chash of basa b'chol, therefore mekel. What's going on over here? It's very good that the spaghetti won't go into the gvina, but the gvina will go into the spaghetti, and the spaghetti have a tam gomer of now milk and fleishiks. As a matter of fact, that if you read the Ramban, he answers questions. People got to explain it in Ginnis of Rodham. He says, we read slowly the Ramban, he's saying, minatoyo, to ask us something, what we saw in the Gemara Kuf Chesed Beis, it has to go both ways. It has to be Derech Mishul. The Gemara Kuf Chesed Beis, at least Chol Bachs and Hamina says, to be Bosser to Cholov, has to be something that's Noisin Tam. Which way Noisin Tam? Bosser to the Cholov, and the Cholov to the Bosser, both ways. You're missing one of those aspects, a Gam, the spaghetti got both over here, that's not the Din of Minotaur over here. That's not Derech Mishul. Derech Mishul is something that goes both ways over here. What does it go both ways? This one to get him, not by not, dear Taira. Now, the main challenge of the sugya is that the Gemara says dogam olu b'karo, that fish was already placed on the plate over here. Now the question is, what are you going to do with this fish? Did he have it on a plate? The question is, what does that mean practically to us? Is it olu dafko, not dafko? What's the lacha by bishul? What's the lacha by tzli? How far do they extend the Gemara? What's the parameters of the Gemara? That's a shiloh. So come on, the Beis Yosef is very clear, being three different mahalchim among the Rishonim. One of brings down Rivon B'Shem Rashi, that Rashi says the locha of Olu is Dafko. Only the plate, only in case of Yerkli Sheni, Mash Enke by Bishul by Tzli, that's the next to the category of being one time over here, as the case of Esh over here. Liver has a strong taste and will not have this hatter. That's one idea over here. Rashi B'Shem Rivon. I'm sorry, Rivon B'Shem Rashi. Again, you read Rashi in the Sugya points out to this, it's not that way. Rashi in the Sugya sound like the words of Olu is Lav Dafko. It's the only time to be machmen to cook it with the boser itself. And therefore, Rashi and the Sukkah goes like the Ran writes, right? Fully, the lock is Olu is daf, lav dafko, side bishul, side sleeve, the lock is nichel together, not by not the terror, and therefore be moser, mutter, to put a case of part of it, a case of cheese over here. Not machalik. Asada shlishi, is it sefer chumo? The rush goes this way. It depends if it's sleeve, coming to be machmer, Masha enki, in a case of bishul, might be a case over here to be mekel. In between. What is the Sora? So it's the same about Shuma. But the case of Bishul, what happened is really three knots. The pot, the meat went into the pot. The pot now went into the water, and the water went to spaghetti. Even though spaghetti has water, go to the kitchen, that's if spaghetti has water inside. So it went over there from the pot to the water, and then the water to the spaghetti is three knots. For that reason, Kamlo said the same about Shuma, the wash, then it will be Mekel. Mash Enki, in the case of Tzli, where it goes only two knots, then will come up with three Machmer. So again, it's very clear that we should not be Malcolm among the Rishonim. Rashi, that's quoted by Rivon, said the locha is Olu is Dafko, case of B'dievid over here, not a case of Tzli and Bishul. We have the Sefer Shuma says by Bishul to be Mekel, not a case of Tzli. And we have the Ran and the Rashi Lefeninu says again, it's to be Mekel in all cases. Aloha, well, we should just have brought down. Mechabal Meisel went like the Ran to be Mekel in all cases. The Shach came along to be, go like the middle case over here, like the Sefer Shuma, like the Rosh, to be Mekel by Bishul, not by case of Tzli. And the more came along to be the Choshish, the Rivon, the Chachila, the case of Dafka Olu, and not a case of Olu, the Maisel, to be Machmer. If that's so, let's now define what does the word of Bishul mean, what's Tzli, what's Olu, how do we define the idea of what our different categories over here? That sounds very simple. Everyone knows what Bishul is. Everyone knows what Tzli is. What defines it? Take it a step further. Let me take an example. The case of spaghetti is bishul. Again, I think everyone knows, you take these strands, you put them inside water, inside a pot, that is bishul. Therefore, it should be a case that it's called the shaver truma, should not be a problem. Why? It's not by not. What is the water by the case of the spaghetti? That means, it's true, it's bishul, but the side of the shaver truma brought down the base, so if the rosh is what? It's three knots. It's a meat to go inside a pot. The pot goes inside the water goes into the spaghetti. Well, three knots will be makel. But the water itself only has two knots. So what is the water? Does the water have a heter of not but not, that the case will be more to the case of putting cheese on top of it? What's the water over here? It's coming with Pesach Tshuva, being done at Pima Godim, and the Chavistah said to be Machmer, it's a get of tzli. I mean, the Igamit's water over here has a get of tzli. Why is the category of two knots and not three knots over here? It means we're not, the words over here are not tzli and bishul. The word to say about Tshuva is what? Two knots and three knots. That means we're redefining what we mean when we say the word tzli. Sli, the idea, does not mean roasting. Sli means what is two knots. If anything that's two knots, like water, as you get it two knots, has a category of to be machmovir, according to the Sefer Tshuva, according to the Shach. Brought down again by the Adhuda, the Daka Tshuva, the Loch is very clear that the water is two knots. The Ibn says, Tilo Dovid, it says, you think about it, the spaghetti has any water inside. The spaghetti might be three knots, but the water inside is two knots. Maybe you have to squeeze out the water. It's Arachian. It's Arachian over here. That's one aspect, one example. Another example over here is a person comes along and he takes rice, cooks inside a pot. Now, again, the way a rice, you go in the kitchen, you see how rice is, I checked out. You see a pot with rice, you start off with water. At the end, when you come afterwards, an hour later, the water's not there anymore. What happened to the water? It either goes inside the rice, or it gets burned out, disappears. That means when it starts off, it's bishul, and zof, you might call it bishul, but in essence, is there a three knots over here? So again, they come along the achrayim, they bring down the pre-run of the pre-shaw. The rice at the end of the day, since we never know when things come out of the pot, rice, you might call it bishul, but as a gedder of sleep, as a gedder of not by not. It only went from when? At the ending stages, when it's still been cooking over there, and when the meat went to the pot, the pot into the rice. There's no medium over there of water. Go down on the Daka Tshuva. There's no medium over there. So rice at the end of the day has a get of tzli. Take a third case over here. We're saying over here to get official the situation when this water went inside the spaghetti. Let's say at the end of the day there's only rice there. But when it went in with meat and water, and then it went out into the rice. That means what happened? You made a roast. A roast has a pot of meat with water inside. So now it went in with a knot by knot. It comes out with one knot. Is that three knots? Where do you have to get the two knots at the end? What is the
story?
What?
Well, was the story? You cook the meat with water.
Yeah, you make a roast.
And you use that same water?
No, and you empty it out. So now when in, how much, when it went in, what is that called? Is that two knots or one knot? That's two knots. And now you put, right, and now you put inside something that's like rice, it's only one knot, is that not three knots? Kamu Pesach Tshuva, Abina Chavis Das, that's just discussing over here, and we read it before, and it's Radvaz and Ram Shif the Sukkot, the Kamu Taina and Chnamis, the category of what? Of Bishul over here. It's the case where we have three knots. But Moshe goes this way, Kamu, all those who want to argue, there's Tom Tamba Das, Navishchai, Shem Ayah, Yad Yudah want to argue, Maisapi Svarshu, Pesach Tshuva says, that is, Kamu, now it's Sli, but went in the case of Bishul, different category of three knots over here. Take a fourth case. You take your fleishik knife and you cut your fish. Hot fish, boiling hot fish. That means duchas al kino. Something that's very hot over here. What is that? Come on, Pesach Tshuva. It means that three different svarim. You look them up, saying three different psalchim over here. Three different halachas. What is that? That means come on, the Knesset Gedolah he sends you to. The halacha Knesset Gedolah says nichol the category of not rishon. Not even not banat. Nichol category of not rishon. Why could duchko? The case of something that's not over here, it's a nichlan category of not rishon. The Chavadas, look him up, it's a nichlan category of tzli. What's a lot of tzli? It's between the Ramah and the Shach. The Pritru looked it up, and he said, nichlan get of olu. It's not on the fire, it's only a hot knife over here. So the interesting shayla, had a look upon it. What is a something hot? We can cut with a knife. Fleshik a knife. What's the case of the fish over here? We live in Achrenim Einshem, what the said the Machlokes says. A fifth case, you make french fries in the deep fry. So you're frying over here. Now again, you have a pot over here, a deep fry, that's fleishiks. you put French fries with oil, clean oil inside. What is that exactly? Is that sleep? Because you're, what's that? What's deep fry? So the story is, Poshit, what? Why should it be sleep? It's frying it. Right, so I'm speaking out to say it very simple. And this, the Swami speak out, with one of the reports, says very simple, Avada, that's three knots over here. Make no difference. And when in one, it comes through the oil, comes through French fries, it's not making any difference. It's speaking out. That's the category of Nichol Geda of Bishul over here. Take another case. The Gemara situation is when you have this boiling hot fish on top of your hot plate, on top of your, sorry, on your cold plate. What's the halacha if they're both hot? The plate and the fish. What's the halacha the other way, where the plate is hot and the fish is cold? That means you come home today and say, sorry, the Gemara's case is dafka when the plate is cold and the fish is hot, and we know to talk over. Therefore, the bottom is cold to be made cold. Let's say the other way around. When the thing on Baal Maisa is hot, the plate is hot, and the Klevishim, and the thing on top of Maisa is cold, come on to be Machmor here to talk over. So, if you think about it for a second, who is the Machlokes by not by not? Machlokes by Rav and Shmuel, who is the Machlokes over here by to talk over? Rav and Shmuel, same people. They point out, why does Moa say it's Machlokes by Rav and Shmuel, Dom Shalom Bakara? I'm just saying, very simple, it's machlech shlishitosai. Rav Maisi is being machmer. Why? Because you're also being tapped, it's ilogavar. And Shmuel being mekel, because you're to talk over. The fact that they're not saying that Rav and Shmuel lishitosai point out, that makes no click what's hot, what's cold over here. Look is whether the only the bottom thing is hot, or the top thing is hot, to not make a difference. Look is not by not to have the same cold over here, whether either one is hot. However, let's say both are hot. Side the plate over here and side the fish over here. What's the halacha in that case? It's coming to the beis shita being zena matzalsi kosev. Love matzalsi kosev. They come to the mice in this situation to be machmer. Machmer. Put on by the monitor as katas, the tash shak mice being down that way, and they get a what of tzli. Get up tzli. Now that's kosev blood miyad yudo. Now the orchon shukon abach. They had a different category of tzli. So come out for the tzli, according to shak, will be a problem. Fine, so those are. So about six cases you mentioned, under what category to put it? In the Paskin, and how are you Paskin? Take another case, the seventh case over here. Case of Kovash. Kovash, is that Nichol category of Bishul, or is it better than Bishul? What's the Shiloh? But the case of Bishul, we know, for example, by Bishul, how much you go inside the Kli? Close Kuloi. By the case of Kovash, Taz says, how much you go inside the Kli? Klipo. Taz is from Kofay. What's the reason why we make up the case of Alu says Taishvis? It's klipo. So maybe the case of kovush has a ghetto of like, oh, you may call it a case of klipo. That's the void that Taz and Simon Sadek Aleph and Sibay is discussing with something that's been laid inside a kli of kovush, maybe even yovush chami can be mekel. We ask why that's so. Well, ish, here we see that something went into the case of kovush has much more of a kal than gedin over here. It's come on, kibeg over here on the page on the shach. It says, what's the locha? We do a case of kovush. Now, how do you have a case of kovush? We know the loch is the kovash takes 24 hours, and that 24 hours, the time of kal, mice is water. So, with the kivagir, is what happened? Something is boiling hot, and that miyad, take it. You put it over there, then we had a shalom by 24 hours. Is it at 24 hours or after 24 hours? Kivagir holds that to be after 24 hours, the time of kal. And this is at 24 hours, what's the loch in that case? Come on, kivagir, to be examined the shalom. Is kovash like olu? Was kovash the case of bishul? Yeah, it doesn't answer. Like a shul, but a shul coming down the subject over here, another category of kovash is like olu or bishul, and then those who are either masopic, the erech shulchan, the mice wants to be machmor over here. A big shul, what is kovash?
Afterwards.
Kovash is less of taking out, less koyach over here. No, is it bishul? Is olu? I'm putting in the what category? Bishul has olu. We know every degree of mice is more than gemara. Kovash is machlokes. We have to machmor according to Yivon. What do Ramo? Yeah, less than Bishul. Yeah. I went through seven cases under what category? Now, if you hold Sli is water, so the question will start off. Now, if you hold everything is water, those seven questions were what category? Now, let's get to Aloha. Now, once you find these seven categories, what Sli was, Bishul was, Zalu, what's Aloha? So, again, first, the Mechaber, the Neisvad, they say the Maise, they pass like the Ran, it's Mutu Lechatchila. What Lechatchila? That means the case of here, of you have something in the bushel, you take over here your spaghetti, you want to put cow cheese on top of it, no problem. The spaghetti is cooking, this flesh can pop, ben yoimai, you took it out, you want to put spaghetti, cow cheese on top of your spaghetti, no problem. Well, not shaylo. Asad Hashemi, the monk goes on further and says, no, the midik be machmer lachachilo, not to go do that, chush nivon, but he said, the maestro, it mutter bechol idyum, whether it's Leo or the case of Bishol over here. There is no difference over here. Meaning, that means, you come along, you have spaghetti. Your kid asks you, can you put a cow cheese on top of it? The answer is no. You come to the kitchen, you see the kid put a cow cheese on top of it, they say, Tati, can we eat it? The answer is yes. I mean, you can't do it, but once it's done, you can go eat it. That's Rambam. Rambam goes afterwards, the Bakal this way, the Pirchodosh, the Chalponim, the place, even the Zakal, the Ayvitz, Pirchodim, Mazodim, or Chashulchan, Yaduro, and it seems to be that way, the Mishmun, Chos Pesach. You must have go this way, like the Rambam. Asana Shlishi, come on the Shach, and he quotes Yamshu Shlomo, and the Piskachu seems to go this way. But the Loch is to be Machmer in the case of Sli, even B'dievet. Sli is also. Only by Bishli says we'll go like Yomo, because not Chilab B'dievet you make it, but not by the case of Sli. That means by the case of your spaghetti, the Loch will be like Yomo, same thing. That means you can ask you put up upon the count, she answers no. If you did it by the mice, it's mutter. If you did it by rice, if you ask you can put upon the answer no. If you did it by the other mice, it's also here. It's also. Because rice is a getter of Gamma Special, as a getter of two nuts, and a getter of Sli over here. And they were the Chavistas and the Marsham, they go like this Shach over here. So there are those who are Machma like the Shach. Mice I see more so mice are Makel, Habakim like them over here. That means they're more not Machab in the case of Sli and Bishal. Mashak and the Shach is Machak, and more so mice are seem to be Makel over here. Now, according to the model, the Loch is very clear, you cannot do it Lechachilo. You can't do that. You have a case of spaghetti, you want to put your kashis on top, but you can't do that. Let's say someone, the kavono, come along and he cooks his spaghetti with das to put upon it, cow cheese. You make a knas upon him, and he does it. He can't do that. So this is our choshuk, one time there's a knas over here. Chiddush Otsum, Maisa the Prichon is crazy, all the same, Maisa is no knas, especially if you know the locks to get the knas. It's a mishmur, it's a mishmur, it's a mishmur, it's a mishmur, it says, machlokes are placed, can be more make a knas upon people, it's machlokes. Make all cases over here. Now, take a step further. Again, we have the halacha very clear. We have Muhammad says mutar tchilo, the more, and the Shach says osla tchilo. The question is what level of tchilo. However, Muhammad says mutar tchilo on all cases. The Ramah says, goes on further, and says, we make all tchilo on three cases. The Ramah says, I make all tchilo number one on Kli Shalahem, and number two on the case of Olu, in Ramah's case. And number three in the cases of Einoi B'nei Yoimai. Those three cases are Mutar L'chadchila. However, the question is, what does the word L'chadchila mean? L'chadchila means not post facto. Means before, you can do L'chadchila, go do it. But what level? That means Bir Adavar. When the spaghetti is ready cooked in the Kli Einoi B'nei Yoimai, and the kid comes over to you and says, can I put cow cheese on top of it? The answer is yes. L'chadchila you can. But what about, can you, bedas, cook your spaghetti in this anybody I might to put cow cheese upon it? That means it's a shlav beforehand. The two shlavim of the chadchila. One is, once the spaghetti was made, what to go do with it? Anybody I might, alu kli shlahem mutter. The shlav beforehand, can I make the spaghetti to do kli shlahem to anybody I might, to a case of alu? Can I go do that? Make it simple, the words, once called a single l'chadchila, what's called a double l'chadchila? Just to make it easier, terminologies, say it over the chabura. Is it a double l'chadchila motor? Two shlavim? Only a single l'chadchila l'maisa is motor. That means it really was done over here. So go through, we really have to go through the mechaber, and we have to go through the three kimtas in the Ramah. So first, the gate to mechaber. He's very clear, maisa is motor l'chadchila. A case over here of bishul, tzli, all maisa, no problem. But at what level? So you read the Mechaber and Sif Alt and Sif Beis, he's saying case that it already was done. You already had the fish that was cooked. You already had over here the egg that was made over here. Then he said, L'chadchila, put inside the tarnagol, put L'chadchila on the plate over here, there is no problem. His words are only a single L'chadchila, but his words are not, you can go cook it in the pot, you can go make it. Nothing, go do it. However,
what's single and double L'chadchila terminology?
Single L'chadchila meaning the shlav, again, he was saying things about L'chadchila. Does that mean once it's ready made? Or even can even go make it?
Like a soup or like a
can you, yeah.
Double
soup, like soup, yeah, super. I'm not sure how to say it. It means a shlab beforehand. Right, so a single atchila means it was ready made. Your spaghetti was made. Go to the mechabek of focaccias upon the ibn yoma. Yes, you can. Can you make the spaghetti like atchila focaccias? That's the question. The soup or the double? Can you go do that? So the mechabek by us, the words are, it's a val zebeis aloshim. When it was done already, then the atchila go make a single atchila. Agami, read the Beis Yosef. He has a pirush over there called the Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis is the goyis for himself, as the Beis Yosef himself wrote. He quotes from Beni Rochum, Talmud Rosh. Talmud says, Halacha is, it's going to be mutar only once it's done already, the Yevon, but not the Super Lechatchila. So the Beis Yosef, that's not true. But ain't Varm near him. Halacha is even Lechatchila, you can go do a double Lechatchila, no problem. So the question is, we have a Mechaber saying, only a single Lechatchila. The Bedek Abayis says, even a double Lechatchila. So which one is the ik over here? So you let him show the Shach, it's Sivkot and Gimel. He said the loch is what mechav has been makel only in a single lechatchila. Only a single. Why? That's it. We're not a losh over here. Come along the Abi Omer, a couple of different places, one in Shuvah in Chelek Tes, Rabbi Yosef. He come along and says, no, the Bedek Abayis, the Maisa, that's a psak, it's mutar the Svami, even a double lechatchila. Even a double lechatchila over here. And he says, I the Shach, not called the Bedek Abayis. Why? Because the Shach did not see the Bedek Abayis. He didn't see it. It was when he wasn't Mechayz, when he wrote. Void, he says, who was written later? He said, everyone knows that Bedek Abayis was written after the Shulchan Aruch. So once the Bedek Abayis was written after the Mechaber, and the Shach did not see the Bedek Abayis, about a double Chatchila Mais is Mutter. Now go ahead. Fine? Right, no, Ben Yochman, he argues with it. So the Maisa, 2 points. Maisa, that's the Abiyah. It says over, that Yosef goes this way, a double hunting Maisa is mutter. The Maisa, the fact that he's saying that the Shach did not see the Bedek Abayis, the Shach Aruch, he quotes the Bedek Abayis, and the people got him over here, quotes the Shach, and quotes the Bedek Abayis, he did see the Bedek Abayis. That's Aleph. And therefore, a numerous place can Maisa go like the Shach, at least in the Mechaber, the Kresi, the Aflo, the Yad Avram, or Hashulchan, they come along and say that only a single Lechatchila is mutter according to the Mechaber. Now that, even the Bnei Svad go this way. V'chodosh, the Erech Hashulchan, Zivchei Tzedek, Ben Shchai, Kav Chaim, they say only a single Lechatchila, instead of Kav Chaim, I'll bring you a Chlorayas to the Kav Chaim. Because everyone knows the Shulchan Aruch was written after the Bedek Abayis. Everyone knows that. Chlorayas. The Maisa, Yabi Oyme says, yes, the Kav Chaim does say that. And it's true, it's Yad Malachi that way, but it's not true. Matthias is the Bedek Abayis written after the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Maisa, therefore, Yabi Oimer, he writes that's come to save Shema Shloimim, Shloim Amar. He writes over there also the Loch is the Vader, Yakno, Chiz La Torah, the Malach of Beis Yosef, Rishkan the Raisa, the Vader for the Bnei Svad is more to a double Lechatchila, not like all these Bnei Svad over here. Not like the Bedek Shchai, not the Kav Chaim. Fine, so Maisa comes out to Machloikis in the Mechaber, who was first, him or the Bedek Abayis, how to understand it, how to apply it, is it double Lechatchila or single Lechatchila? The Arab Bnei Svad wants that even double Lechatchila. Maisa, we have the Shach, at least on the page, and he saw the Bedek Abayis. Maisa, he came along the past, the Loch is only mutter, a single Lechatchila according to Mechaber. Let's get to the Bnei Svad. To get to us, we have the same two questions. We have to be a table here, a Klish Lem, and a Bnei Yomai, and the case of Olu. What's the Loch? So, let's start with the Gemara's case, the Mill case, and the Ramah. The Mill has a case over here of Olu. Come along the Beis Yosef, Peter Rishonim, and the words Olu means Elashim B'dievet. Elashim B'dievet. The name of the Taz writes, it's called Dalet, Apide Isavet Ha'orich, and Apide Smak. Come along, it says that not to go do it Lechatchila, but only in case of, you can do it only, not go cook in the flesh of your pots, and then go cook in the case over here, or put it on the plate over here. Only case over here of, once it's done, Maisa be Motor. Don't do Lechatchila, but once it's done, Maisa be Motor. Therefore, again, the Chavdas, Chavzon, Yad Yudon, on the Musa, bring down the idea of Olu is Dafka, a single B'dievet, and not a double level of Lechatchila over here. That means, again, you want to take your, again, your dogim, Shogol Bakaro, on the Flesh Kapat over here, and you plan to afterwards put upon your dogim over here, the case over here of Milchix. The Lechatchila, once it's on the plate, you can put Milchix, but not Lechatchila put on the plate, you plan to put upon this fish over here, Milchix. That's first. And again, you put it on a plate over here that got the time over here, It's not panat tayor. And yes, the Gemara says you can eat it with kutach. But don't put it on a plate you plan to eat it with kutach. Only was right done, you'll have to eat it with kutach. Aleph. If so, let's go back to the first case. Klish lehem. What's the locha? Is that also only case of b'di'evet? And the third case, also, also b'di'evet, meaning a single lechatchilo, not a double lechatchilo. So again, simple case. What does klish lehem mean? Meaning, you cook spaghetti in a fleshika pot. Have meat inside. You want to eat spaghetti parable. But you want to put on a milchika plate. That's what klish lehem means. You want to use the milchika utensils. That means always before Shavuos, I get this question numerous times. I want to cook my food in a fleshika pot, and I want to put it, I'm not going to eat it with milk. I just want to put it, I'm going to use the milchika utensils, milchika plate over here. What's the halacha in that case? That means I must have mutar l'atchilo. But can I cook it in the pot to go put in the milk utensils? That means that I asked them, do you cook it ready? I'm not cooking it ready. If they made it ready, I must have mutar. Question, if they did not make it, can they now make it a flesh kebab to go put in the milk utensils over here? What? In a Benyamin, Okay, case of Benyamin. Now first, do we have a heter? We have to go really a step beforehand. Do we have a heter of klish lehem? The Moss says we have a heter. Come on the Taz, if you know the Yamshu Shleiman that said there is no heter of a klish lehem. No whole shots a heter. The Adhuda said there is no heter. How would the most from go like that? Well, there is a heter of klish lehem putting up, using the utensils, using the other men over here. What's the reason why to be Michael? The Rambam has his reason, well, what the Taz says on the page, why it was Simchim al Matirim. That means, Agam it's Machlikis Ran verse 31. Over here for Klish Lehem will go like the Ran. Like why? Because we won, why by Klish Lehem come to make it with the Ran? So where the Banner Shulchan explains, by a regular case over here, we have a, let's say a pot of meat, and you put your spoon inside. Milk your spoon, what's a locha? That's a case of Bishop Bechol Deraiso. Again, one's a bleas of the spoon, or one's Guba Dover. Bleas can be Bishop Bechol Deraiso. But let's say you have two timing. Let's say you have a pot that's ben yoymoy, fleishiks, and a spoon that's ben yoymoy, milchik, they're cooking the parv inside. And you put them both in together at the same time. Would that ever be a case of deraiso? Never be a case of deraiso. Klish lehem is never a case of deraiso. With the no mamoshes. Would that be deraiso? Therefore, since over here, taking the spaghetti that's been cooked over in a fleishik pot, putting it into a milchik pot, bleas of two different things, two different meaning, would never be a case of deraiso. It can't be that way. That reason, come along with say, by the case of klish lehem, we're not going to have the chumah go like the Ran and not like the Rivon. Therefore, it's very good. I'll be sorry, but if that's so, the case of the klish lehem is very simple: putting upon their plates over here, or putting using their utensils. What about the other way, even further? Not other way, higher. That means cooking it inside your fleshing pot, your parvus, then anyway. You want to put it inside your bowl that is over here. That's milchik, no problem. Spoon that's milking, no problem. Can I re-cook it in a milking pot? Can I re-cook it in a milking pot? I want to reheat it in a milking pot. Parva soup made in flesh kebat, ben yoyman. Without onions. Can I re-cook it in a milking pot? So I'm going to swear the Banner Shulchan. The reason why you make over here is because both of you are bleas. Maisa, there's no chilik whether the klish lehem is a plate, a utensil, or a pot. Re-cooking it. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch on the page, this is the one that Suez Adaf has. They have kivegas. Western people don't have kivegas, I'm not sure. The one who is that writes, he writes in parentheses, even for Bishul, Klish Lehem Maitz is Mutter. Even for Bishul. Read the people come and say, even in the case of Bishul, the Maitz is Mutter. That means the explanation about why Klish Lehem is Mutter, why? Because it's two bleas. Even in Bishul, you want to reheat your parva soup made of flesh kapat, and Melchik is Maitz, Klish Lehem Maitz is Mutter. Now the question is, can you lechat chilo now cook your parva soup in your flesh kapat, a double lechat chilo? With das, you're planning to cook the milk in the pot. I mean, usually you don't have das. Don't have das, someone comes to ask you, I already made the soup, it's my freezer, can I reheat the milk in the pot? And it says mutter. Can I do that lechat chilo, a double lechat chilo? That's a shadow here, can you do a double lechat chilo? Maisei, come on, the achoinim, the bach, and the drish, the maisei, you can. Klitsch, even double lechat chilo, maisei is mutter. Be chodosh, the moish chus, you go this way, and fish of halbush, maisei, one time you can. A sadah shayin doesn't want taino, just like all those only mutter in a single lechatchila. But the klish lehem is only mutter in a single lechatchila. They shlach mihuda, if you're going to want to go this way, but a shukhan chai lev, it's machalikis. Not clear what's the loch of a double lechatchila by case of klish lehem. Take it what's probably the most practical case that's is all the time. is the Amora's third head to the case of Einim Bnei Yomai. What's the halacha of Einim Bnei Yomai by the gate of Sugiv Nat Banat? Sorry. I should have done that. So first, those hold it by case of first the case that the placement discussed, we have a head of Enim Neyamai. So there is a Yamshu Shlomo who wants to argue the whole entire site. One time this idea of Enim Neyamai always goes to Enim Neyamai or to Neyamai, always goes there. So there is no head of Napanat, Enim Neyamai. How nice there are more. Come with Isavat or nice of the word the Yan Yudah asks, come with Sarkhainim. We all pass the mice that's water in the Yamai. That's halacha. Now the question is, does it mean a double or a super lechatchila, or does it mean a case of a single lechatchila? So first, the gate of Neisvard, again, is Mavucha, and the Neisvard, the gate when it's Benyam with halacha, is it double or single? They point out, it's Mavucha by a Benyam, but in the Yamai, the Bada of mice water, even a double lechatchila. That's how most Neisvard go, the Shulchan Gvoya, Benishchai, Kavachai, that means those are Kranim. Or we're just quoted, the Benish Chayi Kav Chayim say, by Ben Yomai, to be machma like the Shach. But in Ben Yomai, they mask 100% about a double Chatkila Maizis Mutter. The question really negated to us, Bnei Ashkenaz. So everyone always starts with the Goyin on the page. All the Acharim Chalof for the Goyin. The Goyin says like this, but there Klal, we have a Sugar, the end of our Zohar, said we're Goyzer, in Ben Yomai, or to Ben Yomai, over here we're not Goyzer. Why? Because even Ben Yomai is Mutter Medinoi. Ad Kan the Goyin. Ben Yomai, we know, it's Mutter Medinoi. That means you already made spaghetti, and that's Ben Yomai, and you already put the kachis on top, what's a loco? You can eat it. So once you're Mutter Medinoi, we're not going to be Goyzer, Einem Ben Yomai, Otter Ben Yomai. Building upon this, in the Bada Shulch, we're not Goyzer. Therefore, even a double Atchil, mice is Mutter, we're not Goyzer. You want to do a similar Atchil, you want to cook in the Einem Ben Yomai, to have kachis on top of it? No problem. Why? We're not Goyzer, we're not Goyzer. No, we're going to be Machmer. Therefore, the Mitzvah, like being down the Bada Shulch, but then Osher, Shel Shol, Shvus Yitzchak, one time Maisa, Einem Ben Yomai is Mutter L'Super L'Chatchilo. Atzal Sheni, Miguel Sefer, and Abelski Zatzal, they both called about a Shulchan, Abelski is Shtak L'Shoinus, Avashogu Bavos Dvorov. Didn't know how to read a Goyin over here. You can't know how to read a Goyin. A snapshot. It doesn't go on further, I'll explain the Goyin. Maisa said, a snapshot over here. He said, Avada, to be a double Chatchilo Maisa, that's also. Once it's done, Maisa is Mutter, not going to be Goyzer. Let's say you can go do a Chatchilo, you can't go do. There are two sides of Maisa had to go read a Goyin. Not clear. However, come on all this from the being done is before Shechach Mazon and black white. He writes black white also lechatchila to go cook in the Einim Bnei Yomai and that's put upon milchak. Black white says it. The word to Tila David says it's osir. Mamash osir. Hashish is a taza way of his pesach to tough and bays. Before the chudaniel, Dvamoshu, they come and say it's osir. And therefore, as far as I see, all this from Maisa being done, it's also double chatchila. Mitchas Yitzchak, Yashiv, Nei Boisim, Avosner, the Badai Shulchan, the Chayal Levi, the Rosh Dombach, Mamash Sevi after Sevi Kamal say you cannot do a double Chachila by the case of Einem Bnei Yomai. That means again, to cook it in a pot, it's Einem Bnei Yomai to put milk on top of it, but that's, you can't. Once it's done, you ask a person, can you go to put milk on top? And it says yes, 100% you can. But not a double Chachila. However, Mamash the Chachma Zodim himself, who is a big Machmav here, that's only when you have another option. But let's say you sometimes comes short time. You have no other option. You're running out of kelim where to go cook things inside. Then the locha says the chokmah zadim. First, he cannot borrow when he has no other pots. Can he have a dummy? Nichol get a b'di'evin. And not even then, he can do a double chatchila because why? It's nichol the category of b'di'evin. So it comes out over here and it gave to a napanat of einim neyamah. The mosad lechatchila is mutter, meaning once it ready is made, or you have no other options.
Even for a few people.
What?
Even for a few people.
No, so if you know some of your plan, we'll get to maybe what you're saying. Let's first get through a couple more cases. Now, just with this, maybe we can extend the certain the psak out there by Moshe and Numas Talmidim go this way. That let's say a person has their power of a pot, and he by accident he made it cook inside of fleishiks. A lot of times, people by accident, our wives, quote unquote, really use it. So I'll blame our wives. We cook fleishiks inside a pot over here. And we want to keep a power vote, we have to really cashier it. We'll just put it on the magic shelf. What do you have to go do over here? So the Israel Moshe says, this way 24 hours. And I only ask, where are you going to wait 24 hours? Well, the thing about it, it's a part of a pot. Next time it's not but not in Bnei Avi. Your kasha, maybe it's Nichol get a Tirch, or Nichol get a Tirch, and Bnei Avi over here. The Moth Maisa says over here, not but not in Bnei Avi, Maisa's Mutter. Now, the arguments are going to want to argue, especially in about the Sugi of Dov HaKharif, that if it undoes the idea of Napanat, Maisa is a Pesach of Moshe out there, that he times the Lokha is that anytime you, by accident, make something least powerful, just wait 24 hours, and the Chut is built upon this Ramal over here. Maisa came out, the gate to Ramal, there was three attempts, Mutl Lechadchilo, Olu Klisham in Ibn Yomer, what comes out, Pashas Olu can be Machman of Dov Lechadchilo. The idea of in Ibn Yomer to be Machman of Dov Lechadchilo. Klishlam is machloikis, also the Mazakhan to be machmana, a double chachilah. That means it says mutu here is once it was made already. But to go do a badas, mice to be machmer. If so, let's take a step further now. We have three a term, olu, enim ben yomai, klishlam. Let's say you have two of the three a term. That means you have a case of olu and enim ben yomai. Case of enim ben yomai and klishlam. That means, make it very simple. The person cooks in the kli that's enim ben yomai, and he wants to put in the klishlam. That means shuas, what's usually happening? They have the flesh kapat, it's not been used for the past week or two. They want to put inside of it their parva soup over here, and then they want to serve it on the milky dishes over here, the holy dishes. What's the look in that case? It's the case over here of what? Of Einim ben Yomai on Klish Lam. You have a double reason over here, two a term over here. You say, then you have a het of a super lechatchilo. It's coming with Tila David. He says, that case, a double reason over here. So the Chaylevi, some people say, but a lot of the person can be Mekel, and those won't be Machmer. The Svarsh way is, you have a double, in a Vinyayimai, and in case of Klish Lam, can be Mekel. Similar idea, come on, a case of here, cook in a Klish that's Ben Yayimai, Marish Ben Yayimai. You want to put in the Klish Lam, and the Klish Lam is in a Vinyayimai. So I didn't see, come out and say, we discuss this case over here, this is hard to say, but I say, it's two reasons why to Mekel. Klish Lam, in a Vinyayimai. I say, the Mice now have Hafstad in his Savior, his boss will call, and the Mice, he's Mekel. It's because of Tila David, which is not the Kimto. But my son, the Svarsh boy, say when you have two things together, because it can be Mekel. Another example, the case is Olu, and the Olu is Enim Nei Yomai. What's the luck in that case? Also, you can argue the point, Mutu, even by a stupid Lachatchilo. The Moshe is the case over here when it's Olu, and one of the Klish Lehem. The Moshe gets involved, first of all, the idea over here of Klish Lehem, what's the luck of Bechlal? He being the Machlok is Trisha, Bach, Meister, to be Mekel. Mash ain't the case of the Prim Godin. Mashi says the case with Olu, Klish Lam, maybe it's more to even Lachatchilo, double Lachatchilo. You end up saying maybe she make all the Tirch Gedolo. But then the Shtark is when you have Svaris together, you have two things, which again, the most common cases, when you have a thing that's the Pan's Enim and Yomai. And the case of putting Klish Lam, again, that's come out every time I'm asked on Shuas, always those two things together. Therefore, to come to answer your question, that means if it's Enim and Yomai the pot, and Klish Lam, to be machmer and a double chadchilo yesh lod in harbor. So a pasha should be mutu here. It should not be a problem. The last point over here on the page is that we have a pesach shuva, a sukkot and aleph. Bring down the idea over here of what's the little category of napanat. He has two sugyos over here: the idea of eichel to eichel, and the idea of b'shas b'shuloi. That means, first, the idea of Eichel to Eichel. The situation over here usually is not by not, but from Eichel to Kli. That means the meat went to Kli, and then went from the Kli the pot to the spaghetti. That's called a Eichel to Kli to Eichel. That's not by not. What happens if you cook things together, Eichel to Eichel? You cook the spaghetti together with the meat. Eichel to Eichel. What is that? And then you went over here and took the meat and the spaghetti cooked together with the rice. Then you took the rice and cooked together with the meat. Or the with some potatoes over here. So it's Eichel to Eichel to Eichel to Eichel. Meat, to spaghetti, to rice, to potatoes. Each time it took the one thing out, went to the next level over here. What is that exactly? So the Pesach brings down a Shalom of Nachonim, what the Yisrael Shavuot is. It brings down that for the Prim Godim, what's the Maisa to be Machm over here? The Yisrael Shavuot, through a Kli, is Machlish the Tam. Eichel to Eichel to Eichel, food retains Tam. Food is a good way of transferring Tam over here. It retains the Tam. Therefore, we'll not have the Heter. Even most from say Eichel to Eichel to Eichel will not have the heter of a nap and not, little category of one not. Again, Pesach Shuva the second side, being down at Pnei Ari, the Kovner Rav might go this way, he said, no, at the end of the day, little category of nap and not. So, Be'ik the Svarl Maisa Machmer, someone showed me a Shuva last week, that those who want to be Mekel in the French fries or their falafel balls inside the same oven the schnitzels are made, why can't they get a nap, a nap, a nap? And I said, the Chora gets Peska Tshuva, so we looked up together. It seemed to be that if you only want to make all the sugar nap and nap, which he is, he holds in the different category of nap and nap. So the French fries, the mice, he wants to tie it over the flopples, then the category of nap and nap to tie in the mice's motor. Why not say his malach over there?
Oil that's on top of it.
What?
Dry it.
He said that. He said, case over there with it on no pieces, he said it's nap and nap. Mice, again, according to the most of the now it can be oil. Be oil mice to make a nap and nap by oil to oil. A portion of Kamina, but again, a wheel mice, a machmer.
Yeah, that's the French fries itself. The oil that's on top of the French fries
is the water. No, so it went from the, again, you made the schnitzel into the oil, take the schnitzel out, and I take the oil, was cooked together with the French fries. Is that not for that? What?
Oil itself, like the water from the.
Yeah,
that
with the noodles
again,
with the water, just like
the French fries. Well, squeeze that oil. His case was falafels. Falafels has no. His case was falafels actually. There's no oil inside of that, right?
No oil.
Falafels have oil. That was the case that one sefer showed last week was making mitzav the sicker. Again, it's most achrim say that's not in the category of not by not. They bring it down mitzav tziruf, mitzav the yonu beer, but it could go this way. The second sugar here of Beshash Beshuloi, that means basically you have a case over here of a pot, they're cooking inside of it parable. And you have over here also, at the same time, on the outside you have a piece of meat there, stuck on. So one for the meat, to the pot, to the parva soup. It's Beshash Bishul. Is that nichol in the category of one knot or two knots? That also Pesach Shubi Gzal Machlekes. The Chavis Das calls the nichol together of a blue that's more kosher. It connects everything together. Different nichol category of one knot over here. Kiregler went this way, or Chashukul went this way. Shal Shani Prima Godin is brought down Pesach Tshuva. He wants to make it over here. Based on Frank passing like this to Tav Das, Masham nichol category of a knot by knot. And that, what? Yeah, no, and it won't be with Rekum or against the Kinegat Hashul. No chilak. No one's Machab where it fell against. The question is a Makusha, not Makusher. The question is one knot or two knots. Maisa found that I see among the swam, Machal Yashokal among the swam, what the look of that is it one knot or two knots? Is that it went from Eichel to Kli to Eichel, but all at one time. Not Zechza. It means usually the case of knot by knot is what? Cook the meat out, cook spaghetti at a shlav later. Here would happen the same time when the meat is. Went to the pot and went into your spaghetti or into your soup over here. What is that? Is that one knot or two knots? Machlokes is a shogeg among the svarim. Just the end of one practical case, is all the time, is when people, let's say, want to cook cookies in the oven. And they, derech the house, is some people eat it with milk, some people do not eat with milk. If you have cookies inside the oven that you plan to go eat with milk, so some people do. So first, the fact that some people plan to eat with milk is nifling a gate of aldas. That means there's a ksav sefer. We're discussing when a store sells things, and when he sells mine am, he says that's nichol get al das. Some people do it, most people don't. That's for everybody. You made it for everything over here. That means you make cookies in your house and don't eat it with milk, and then you want to know if you can have it with milk. Depends. Benyam and not benyam, you have to call them over here. But let's say this house, the maestro wants it. This house, people have it with milk. They dip it in. Inside the milk, they eat it together. Make it simple, not get involved with eating one after another in the mouth together. Dip it in the mamash. So, nice they point out, they get to the oven, Shiloh. First, we know already our ovens, the Mavucha among the Achoinim, the words of Archa Shabbos, the Rubin, he said over Shia about ovens. Is it like, he said, Machlokes are Shokol and Klai Yisrael? Is it nichol like a pot? Or is it, no, mice and water? Again, we spoke out to Chaylevi and others. One might say that our ovens, our Zayas, no Zayas, no problem here, no Shiloh. Others say, no, our ovens have a problem. Is it mamash like a pot? So the question, how is the Zayah in ovens today? Depends how you stand there among the guests, how you stand the Sukkim Zayah. V'oid, numerous times, the things that you're making over here, the cookies, are nichol category of Zayah that's Yavish. What's Yavish? Because you bring down one Prima Gordon, the mice is Makel. We have another Prima Gordon, the mice is Pesach, the mice is Machmer. We have serious Prima Gordon, the mice is Chayzer, we have Frederick Machmer. As long as among the Paiskim, how to go Paskim. So usually, what the cloud should be, is the next cloud, how the Oilim seem to go do, if the oven is in the Yavim that's clean, then the question now is only a double lechatchilo, a super lechatchilo or not. That's only the question we'll have for. To take on the chumrah that maybe the goyim mice is makel over here, on the case that there is no zayah in our ovens, the case that yavish, maybe there is no zayah, especially the burn is going on top, going to motion, there is no zayah, that's a chumra that lav dafki you have to be choshish for. I make all yishuv lismoich. What? Again, but it pours out. But the question is that nechum get of zaya. Is it liquid? The question is that zaya that's yovish not yovish. Shalom before. We spoke that out. Shalom. So kubi is nechum get of yovish. Kubi is het of zaya. Kubi is maybe the burn on top is on. Nice. The question of having the sand pshat more. It seems to be that moin am. Even the hells that are das that come to eat it with milchik, the mice that make even a double chachilah negir to your ovens. That's a stark as far as why a person should be makele negir to ovens a double chachilah. Negir to bekolius, the mice we go like the chokhmah zodim, especially they point out the chokhmah zodim says we have no other options. So what's the really option over here? To go kashi oven? Go to your neighbor's oven? What to go do over here? To go kashi oven itself, who said you can even kashi ovens? So if you want to put on 20 of the highest the kashi, get a lot of kashi ovens, yeshlon, you have to go do that. Maybe. Fine. Mezushem on Wednesday doing Sif Gimel. Let's talk about it.